Yesterday, I celebrated my 60th year bilang citizen ng mundo. I'm here, I'm still in the world, and it's good that I can still serve God here in this planet. Okay? 60 years. Yesterday was all of me. Tungkol sa akin yun, birthday ko eh. Today, I still celebrate, pero hindi na yung birthday and it's not about me anymore because today is the anniversary of my priesthood. 30 years na akong pare. 60 years ako bilang tao, 30 years old lang ako bilang pare. So mas importante sa akin yung priesthood kasi 30 pa lang ako. Okay? And I'm so happy that I can celebrate my sacerdotal anniversary with you today. It's very important to me. As we look at the Gospels today, we have to realize na itong Gospel natin ngayon, karugtong to ng kaha last Sunday na Gospel. We are still in the context of the Gospel last Sunday, no? We know what happened, just to review. Yung cousin ni Jesus, si St. John the Baptist, was killed. He was executed by very powerful people. Pinatay siya. Kaya nga may nagsabi sa akin, oh, kita mo na sa Bible, meron talagang corporal punishment. Natural talaga yan, patayin yung mga criminal. Yeah. But look what happened. Sometimes it's not criminals that get killed, but kaaway ng kung sino man yung nasa authority. And so Herod at that time being the king, there's nothing wrong with John the Baptist except that he was a confrontation to him. And so he got him killed. And if there is one person who really knows Jesus, there's one person that is who can understand the ministry of Jesus, it was John. And so, malapit talaga sila ni Lord. Although hindi naman sila nagchichika-chika araw-araw, but there is that closeness within them. Remember when Jesus was still inside the stomach, the tummy of Mary, nung nag-visit si Mary kay Elizabeth, si John the Baptist nandun rin sa tiyan ng nanay niya. When they first met, sa loob sila ng tiyan, John the Baptist already jumped. Amen. Natuwa na siya nandiyan si Lord. So you just imagine the closeness they have. And you know, you heard that this cousin of yours, very close to you, has been killed. Unjustly. Gruesome death. And Christ was so troubled. And not only troubled, but there is that what we call element of fear. If they were able to kill John the Baptist, guess who is next? Amen? Kung pinatay na si John the Baptist simply because he opposed the king, who is next? So alam niya, no? Everyone affiliated, associated with John the Baptist will be hunted down one by one. And so he is next. Okay? Eh si Jesus, anak ng Diyos yan eh. Yeah, pero anak din siya ng tao. Tao din siya. You can also feel the pressure. Alam mo, pag may nagsabi sa'yo na papatayin kita, nakakatakot po yan. No? Nakakatakot yan. Kahit sino ka pa. And so Jesus wanted to be alone by himself to grieve, to mourn for his cousin and maybe at the same time to confront his fear. Eh, nangyari, yung gospel natin last Sunday, nung he was in a deserted place to be alone, suddenly, a multitude came. Okay? 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. And they started to come to Christ. And Jesus, instead of thinking of himself, isipin niya ang sarili niya, he started to have compassion on the people. And he placed the needs, he put the needs of others above his own need. Nangingibabaw talaga yung pangangailangan natin, our needs above the needs of Christ. May needs din siya at that time. Tao siya eh. But he placed our needs above his priority. And so he ministered to the people. Then we know what happened, no? Nagutom na yung mga tao. And there was that miracle of the multiplication of bread. Pinakain pa sila ni Lord. Binusog sila spiritually, binusog din sila physically ng Lord. Ganon kabait ang Diyos. He's not just after our spiritual welfare, but also our physical welfare. God cares for us, not only our spiritual life, but the totality of our life. He cares for us. And so we know what happened. After dinner, nung kumain na lahat, there were 12 basketfuls, excess, pinadala niya, and he dismissed the crowd away. But he told his disciples that they should cross to the other side of the lake. So pinauna niya yung mga disciples niya. Sabi niya, go ahead. You go ahead, you take the boat, and you start crossing. And he dismissed the crowds away. And eto na yung gospel natin ngayon. We are still in the context of that. No? Our gospel today picks up nung na-dismiss na ni Jesus yung mga crowd, na-dismiss niya na yung mga apostles niya, we're already crossing to the other side of the lake. It was now nighttime. What did Jesus do? He went up to the mountain to be alone, to pray. Yan ang sabi sa Bible. And it's very significant that we understand. Kasi may nagsasabi na tumatakas si Jesus sa problema niya. He's running away from his problem. He's running away from his fear. No, he's not. In fact, going up the mountain was a time for Jesus to face his fear. Hinaharap niya yung takot niya. But we can face our fears our own way. Anong ginagawa ng iba pag natatakot, diba? Iinom na lang. Maglalasing na lang. Some people run away from their problems. Some people run away from their fears. But Jesus, he confronted his fear. And how did he do it? How did he confront his fear? He went up to his Father to pray. Tandaan natin yan. And so there, he was alone. Sabi nila, he was in solitude. But solitude is not about absence. Solitude is about presence. When you take your time to be alone with God, you are not experiencing the absence of God or the absence of people around you. Yeah, maybe wala yung mga tao dyan. But to be alone with God is not to be alone, but to be present. And when you are in solitude, alone by yourself with God, you are not experiencing the absence of God, but the presence of God in your life. You are now more focused. Bakit kailangan ni Lord yan? Kailangan natin lahat yan bilang tao. When we are afraid, kung natatakot tayo, kung namumroblema tayo, we need someone that we can talk to, someone that we can pour our heart to, di ba? Ang hirap sa mundo pag wala kang taong kilala na pwede mo mapuntahan kung may problema ka. I used to have many people like that na pag may problema ako, I can always run to them and they will not judge me, they will not criticize me, they will listen to me and I love it so much. Pero yung mga tao na yun, wala na. Konti na lang ang natitira dito sa mundo. Many of them have already gone. And so Jesus, confronted by that fear of being hunted down and killed like John the Baptist, he went to the only person that he can confide in, and that is his Father. And so he went to the mountain to pray. Amen? So, what I would like to talk to you about this morning is about the storms of life. Lahat tayo magkakaroon ng bagyo sa buhay. You have to realize that. Yeah, there are times that we enjoy life. May mga pangyayari na masaya. Diba? Lalo na pag ginugunita mo, remember? Yeah, there are moments that you enjoy. But most of the time, we see those areas of our lives where there are storms. And even now, while I speak, habang nag-uusap tayo ngayon, some of you are facing a crisis in your life. It could be sickness. Yeah, it could be a sickness. Your sickness or your loved one's sickness. Meron kang ikaw mismong may sakit o yung meron kang mahal sa buhay na nagkakasakit ngayon. You're facing that. That is a reality of life. What else? Some of you may be facing financial difficulties. Nawala ng trabaho. Na bankrupt ang negosyo. Some of you may be facing what we call a very embarrassing wrong decision in life. May mga tao na nandito ngayon, nakakahiya. You know? Lalo na yung nag-utang just to help someone. Then pagkatapos, yung akala mong may papasok na pera sa'yo, yun pala, wala. Ngayon, sinisingal ka na, pinapahiya ka na ng inutangan mo. That's so shameful, that's so embarrassing, but that is a crisis. That is also a problem in life. Some has their family torn apart. Merong mga pamilya ngayon nasisira. Nagstaksil yung asawa, nagtaksil yung husband. There are families now that are losing their children. Oh, couple of weeks ago, I know a family na namatay yung anak nila sa aksidente. Na-aksidente sa motor yung anak nila, and it was so painful for the father. Kung makita nyo lang mukha ng tatay hanggang ngayon, parang hindi na babangon ulit. Mahirap pong mamatayan ng anak, di ba? Sino sa inyong naiisip nyo yan? Jesus' name, di ba? Ayaw natin isipin. But those things happen sometimes. So all of us, whether we like it or not, we are going to face storms in life. Yan ang sinasabi ni Lord. In this world, you will have tribulations. But fear not. So tribulations are really going to come. Surely going to come in your life and in my life. I have faced some, and I know I will still be facing more in my life. It's really going to come. That is something the Lord said. Hindi ako nagsabi niyan. Sabi ng Diyos yan. And the problem with the storms in life, when they begin to come, fear begins to set in. May takot, may kaba tayo pag nag-uumpisa na yung bagyo ng buhay natin. Okay? Pumapasok na yung takot. But somehow, God is teaching us in our gospel today that we should not run away from fear. We should not cower down and hide from our fears. God does not want us to be fearless also. Hindi niya sinasabi sa atin na dapat wala kayong takot. Hindi po. Alam ng Diyos yan. Na minsan natatakot tayo. He's not telling us to be fearless, but to be courageous. Courageous enough to face and confront our fears. Hindi sinasabi ng Diyos na dapat fearless kayo, wala kayong takot. Hindi po. Ang sabi niya lang, you have to be brave. You have to take courage. And instead of running away and hiding from your fears, you face them. harapin mo. Okay? If not, pag hindi natin hinarap yung mga bagay na kinatatakutan natin, if we're not going to confront our fears, then one day you will wake up, you will be paralyzed and cannot move forward. You cannot move forward to become, you cannot move forward to come into that place where God truly wants you to be. Dahil hinayaan mo yung takot mo. You did not face your fears, you did not confront your fears, then one day that fear will continue to grow and haunt you. Lalaki ang takot. Saan? Sa isip mo. And you become so afraid, so paralyzed, you will not move anymore. Hindi ka nakikilos. Kaya, pag nag-uumpisa pa lang ang bagyo ng buhay mo at may takot ka, ang gusto ng Diyos, harapin mo kaagad. Face the fear, confront the fear, then instead of being overcome by the fear, overcome your fear. Amen? And we see that in the gospel today with our Lord. There was a threat in His life now, but instead of running away, instead of, you know, mag-ikot-ikot na lang, just to libagin yung sarili niya, He went to pray. In prayer, sometimes people don't want to pray because when they pray, they are faced up with what they fear. Pag nagdadasal ka, nahaharap mo yung kinatatakutan mo. You are now face to face, not only with God, but the thing that you fear. That's why people don't want to pray. Naaalala ko kasing problema ko pag nagdadasal. Naiisip ko kasing mangyayari sa akin pag nagdadasal. Huwag na lang magdasal. Okay? So now, since the storms of life will surely come upon everyone, and fear would set in, what do we do? Anong gagawin natin? Well, we have to, number one, prepare for the storms, and look for precautions. Okay? Yun ang tandaan natin. There are precautions. Pwede mo paghandaan yung mga bagyo na yan ng buhay na darating sa atin. Ano? That is why we prepare. Okay? We prepare. Now, I will introduce you to three kinds of fear. The first kind of fear is what I would call toxic fear. Yung takot na hindi mabuti, hindi healthy, takot na nakakasira. Ano yun? Anong klaseng takot na yun? Well, it's the kind of fear that makes you anxious. There are fears in our life na pag naisip natin, pag nakita natin, it makes us anxious. And some people get anxiety attack. Nakita ka ng tao nagpapanik, nagkakaroon ng anxiety attack. By the way, anxiety attack is a mental illness. Sakit ng utak yan. And there are people who always panic, nagpapanik sa buhay nila. You know? If your fear causes you to be depressed, there are people who get so scared with their problem that they fall into depression. And some people will come to me, Bishop, ilayhan mo ako, bakit? May depression po ako. So pag tinatanong mo, bakit? Ano bang kinatatakutan mo sa buhay? Wa man ako ginakahadlukan. Ha, oo, gid. Eh, paalin ko ikaw mabuligan. Eh, wa ka gagasugid. Denial ka man gihapon. You cannot help a person who is in denial. Well, someone comes to me and say, I'm depressed, Bishop, because I'm I'm going to be fired out hanggang katapusan ng buwan na lang ako. Pinapaalis na ako ng amo ko. And I don't know kung saan ako mag-a-apply ng trabaho. Now we're talking. Nag-uusap tayo. Walang denial. Natatakot ako mawalan ng trabaho. May estudyante pa man ako. I have 3 students that I'm sending to school. I'm losing my job. Now I am depressed. Yes, that depression came from the fear of not able to provide for your children. Yung mga anak mo magugutom, yung mga anak mo hindi makapagtapos ng pag-aaral. Now, you fear that so much and it depressed you. Why? Because you cannot do anything about it sa akala mo. Wala kang magagawa. Have you experienced that? Na nagkaroon ka ng problema at yung solution sa problema na yan ay hindi mo magawa. Amen? And it makes you depressed. This kind of fear, the fear that will make you anxious, that will get you into depression, there is another type sa isang toxic fear, the fear that will make you angry. Ah, maraming tao ngayon sa mundo, galit na galit. They're so angry. Why? Because they're afraid. Yun yung paraan nila na makaiwas sa takot nila, na panghisog at sanda. Bayho na ikaw karun. Diba? Ngayon, akala natin yung nanununtok, yung mga taong bayolente, akala natin matatapang. Hindi po. Yan ang mga ehemplo ng mga taong takot na takot na. They're so afraid and they turn to violence to escape, not to face their fears. That kind of fear is toxic. Yan ang sinasabi sa Bible na kailangan labanan natin. Yan ang sinasabi sa Bible that you need to overcome. Don't allow that to dominate your life, to dictate your life, to define your life, to define what you cannot do and what you can do only. I have been a victim of this fear. 30 years ago, when I was called into the priesthood, kasi sineselebrate ko ngayon yung priesthood ko, but 30 years ago, when I felt the calling of God to the priesthood, when I said, yes, I know I will be facing storms in my life. I know. And my fear is this. What if I fail bilang pare? Okay lang pag pumalpak ako. As me, no priesthood, eh palpak naman kaagad yung buhay ko. Sanay na ako sa kapalpakan. It's okay with me pag pumaltos na naman. But now, becoming a priest, iniisip ko, I cannot fail. I don't want to fail. And so I had that fear. May takot ako. I'm so afraid. Okay lang yung first few weeks nung inordain ako, yung nakaganyan ka. Ayun yata ang pinakamadaling gawin pag inordain ka. Yung didipa-dipa ka lang sa harap ng altar, di ba? Parang drama ba? Yun yata ang pinakamadali. Kaya maraming pare na dumipa na sa altar, di ba? Pero pag tinanong mo, saan kayo ngayon? Wala na. Because the hardest part of the priesthood is not just prostrating yourself in front of your bishop. But the hardest part of the priesthood is to remain obedient, to remain focused in spite of the problems that are happening. Ganon din sa mag-asawa. Pag kinakasal kayo, di ba? Ang sweet-sweet, di ba? Papunas-punas pa yung lalaki. No? Punas-punasan yung asawa. Minsan gusto ko sabihin po, punas-punas ka pa, baka sa ilang taon na sampal na yung matatanggap ng asawa mo sa'yo. Di ba? It's difficult. And I was so afraid. Then true enough, nagkaroon talaga ng bagyo sa buhay ko bilang pare. I had so many storms in my life when I became a priest. Why the storms? Yeah, number one, we have enemies. May mga kaaway po tayo. Do you know you have enemies? Does everybody here know may kaaway tayo? Okay, magbubulag-bulaga, may kaaway po tayo. Lahat meron. You have external enemies, enemies from the outside. Sino to? Ito yung mga taong naiinggit sa'yo. Sigurado yan, sisiraan ka. You have enemies from the outside, yung hindi happy sa success mo. Kaya huwag kayo palagi magpo-post ng success sa Facebook. Hindi lahat nagla-like sa Facebook, happy sa success mo. Marami dyan nagpaplanong tutumbahin ka rin. You have enemies from the outside. You have number one enemy. Sino? Ha? Yung pinakamabigat niyong kalaban. Sino? Kala ko si Nathan. Si Satan daw. Narinig ko si Nathan. Hindi kalaban si Nathan. Si Satan. Number one, Satan has made a commitment, a vow, that he will destroy mankind. Nangako na yan sa sarili niya. Sisirain niya talaga ang buhay natin. The thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. That is his commitment. Are you not worried that you have an enemy committed just to kill, destroy you? Yan ang commitment niya. Ano bang nasa isip ni Satan palagi? Alam mong nasa isip ng demonyo palagi? Ikaw! Hindi natutulog ang demonyo. Araw-araw ikaw ang iniisip niya paano ka patayin, nakawan, at sirain. That's your number one enemy. At kasama dyan, may mga asungot pa yan. May mga assistant pa yan, yung mga tao sa palibot niya. People who's making life difficult for you. People who constantly criticize you. People who talk back. Yung mga taong linilibak ka palagi. You have that. I have many of that. Kaya meron akong number para sa mga naglilibak sa akin. Kasi gusto ko rin makinig dun sa mga sinasabi nila against sa akin. Kasi pag may usok daw, may apoy. There is an element of truth to what your enemy is saying. So you listen to your enemies also. Pero meron din akong number, may cellphone number ako na eto para to sa mga mahal ko sa buhay. Na kahit papano, puro I love you ang nandyan. Mahal ka namin. You know, affirmation. So dalawa yan. Kaya pag etong cellphone ang nagre-ring, kinakabahan ako. No? Kung ano na namang sasabihin. Pag etong nagre-ring, excited ako. Because there is a loved one. Kahapon, birthday ko, etong nag-ring palagi. Yung cellphone ko na puro happy birthday yon. Sarap. Diba? Napagod yung daliri ko sa kakapindot ng love at heart. Well, anyway, so that's it. You have enemies from the outside and you have an enemy inside you. Oh, Bishop, may kaaway ka rin ba sa loob? Yes, I have. Number one enemy I have is my stupidity. Yes, there are days I am stupid. Alam niyo ba yan? Bishop, stupid ka? Parang wala sa itsura mo. Yeah, sa itsura, hindi nakikita yung stupido. I'll give you one of my stupidity. Kahapon, nag-celebrate ako ng birthday ko. Itong pumasok sa isip ko. Sa araw na to, lahat ng bawal na kakainin ko, immune ako. Kaya nag-halo-halo ako to the max kahapon. Pinagbigyan ko talagang sarili ko, birthday ko naman eh. Alam kong bawal yan. Diba? Huwag mong sasabihin sa doktor natin, mapapahamak na naman tayong dalawa. Pareho kaming doktor eh. Ano pang kinain ko kahapon? Ang dami. So hinanap ko hindi yung masarap, yung lahat ng bawal. Kasi iniisip ko, birthday ko ngayon, meron akong immunity. Hindi ako tatablan sa araw na yan. Ngayon, nag-iisip na naman ako, dahil mamaya, anniversary ko sa priesthood, baka may immunity extension. Diba? That is what I call my personal stupidity. Lumalabas talaga yan minsan. Okay? Amen? Sa mga nagmamaneho dyan. Diba? Yung mga driver dito. Sino mga driver dito? Nagda-drive. Minsan, alam natin na mas malapit tayo sa disgrasya pag sobrang bilis ang takbo. Diba? Oh, diba? Oh, yeah. Pero may araw talaga na gusto mo mag-drive ng mabilis. Kasi iniisip mo, may angel naman eh. Hindi naman ako hahayaan ng angel ko. So, that's my number one enemy with myself, my stupidity. Second, all of us would have this. Kaya hindi ako nahihiya magsabi nito. Lahat tayo. One enemy we have within us is our corruption. Our corruption. Ako, bishop ha? Bishop ka na pala, may corrupt ka pa. Pasalamat kami, kami hindi. Yeah. Paano yung inuutusan mo? Yung haba ng linya, sa sobrang haba ng linya, may lalapit sa'yo, bishop, mauna po kayo. Bishop ka kasi. Sasabihin ko, sige, salamat ha. Mauna na ako sa linya. That's corruption. Bakit? Pumila ka. And for us, sometimes it's okay. Diba? Lalo na pag nasa gobyerno, may pinapalakad ka sa gobyerno, ay, ang hirap nito. Ang haba ng linya, ang haba ng ano, sino-sino pa. Brad, kilala mo ba yung head? Oo, kapatid ko. Pakisabi naman, unahin yung sa akin. Again, that's corruption. Hindi yan bishop corruption, yan ang tinatawag na favor. Yeah, minsan tawag natin dyan blessing. Okay? Kaya nga, hindi lang corruption ang problema natin, stupidity. We know it's wrong, and sometimes we do it. Yeah, that's my enemy. But are we going to be afraid of these enemies? When I became a priest, I was so afraid because I know myself, I know my weaknesses. I might fall into these things and, you know, people will get hurt. My family will get hurt. But then the Lord taught me something which I will teach you today kung anong gagawin natin. So number one, toxic fear. Get rid of toxic fear. Fear that gets you depressed, fear that makes you anxious, fears that will paralyze you to move on, overcome that, face it. Okay? Now, there is what also I call good fear. Ha? Huh? Bishop, meron bang mabuting takot? Meron po. Ang tawag ko naman sa good fear is healthy fear. Anong healthy fear? Pag tumatawid ka sa highway, takot kang mabundol, di ba? Sino sa inyo hindi natatakot maipit ng truck sa highway? So, takot kang maipit sa truck sa highway. So, anong ginagawa mo? Nag-iingat. Oh. Kaya pag sinabing, bawal tumawid dito, takot ka maipit ng truck. Doon na lang ako sa overpass. That's a good fear. Okay? May iba sa inyo nakaganyan pa rin sa akin. Okay. Sige, example na lang para maintindihan nyo talaga. Example of good fear. Huwag kong kumain ng leche flan. Huwag kang uminom ng soft drink. Tataas ang sugar mo. E ano ngayon? Tutusukin ka ng karayom. Doon ako takot. Kaya iwas, iwas, matamis. Ayaw ko yung tusok eh. Diba? Kaya kain ng mabuti. Huwag lang marami. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is a good fear. You're afraid to get sick. You're afraid to be hospitalized. Sino sa inyo hindi takot sa ospital? Lahat tayo medyo may takot sa ospital, ano? Kung hindi sa tusok ng karayom, takot tayo sa gastos at sakit ng bulsa. We are so afraid. Kaya nung na-hospital si Alice, merong isang lola doon. Iyak nang iyak siya. Sabi ko, lola, anong problema? Nag-adto ko iya para magpa-check up. Gina-admit ang... Ay, hambal na na, magpa-check up, magpa-check up. Naghambalun ako, hindi ako magpa-check up. Adi, pagpa-check up na, naging admit imaw. Ay, bayad, yagi ron. Hambat it, lola, ay, may akon pa man nga balayran, may akon pa man ang gastusan, ay, admit man ako. So, dahil takot tayo sa ospital, mag-ingat sa kinakain. Okay? Mag-ingat. Yung kapirasong taba na yan, masarap talaga yan. Pero pag yan ay nagdala sa'yo sa ospital, nako, ubus pera mo. So that is a good fear. Nag-iiwas tayo sa mga bawal, nag-iiwas tayo sa masakit, dahil takot tayo sa mga consequences. That's a good fear. Amen? And for me, that's okay. That's normal. But if that fear causes you to be anxious, if that fear causes you to be depressed, now that becomes toxic to you. Overcome it. Amen? How did Jesus overcome his fear now? Tingnan natin, and I will end this. How did he overcome his fear? How did Jesus face his fear? He prayed. Prayer is the answer to that. You have to pray. Yes. Prayer will open up your mind to your problem as it is, but will also open up your mind to what God will do for you, the possibilities of God. Prayer, if you're facing toxic fear, the only way you can defeat that is prayer. You look in the gospel today, makikita natin yan. The apostles were now in the middle of the lake. Now, binabagyo na sila doon. Ginabalbalwot asanda it unos. Ayan sa Aklano, no? At takot na sila. These are professional fishermen. These are people who have faced so many storms in that lake. Alam na nila. But this time, ibang klaseng bagyo to. They got so afraid. And what happened? In the midst of that, in the fourth watch of the night, sinabi talaga fourth watch. Bakit fourth watch? Fourth watch, that is the darkest time of the day. Yan ang pinakamadilim na oras. Yung bago lumiwanag, that moment na bago lumiwanag, yan ang pinakamadilim. And in the fourth watch of the night, in that darkness, suddenly Jesus came walking on the water. At marami nagtatanong, bakit hindi na lang siya lumangoy? Pwede naman siya maglangoy. Malakas naman si Lord. Why did he choose to walk on the water? Why? To display his dominance. Yes, he is Jesus, the Son of Man. Siya yung Jesus na kasama mo pag natutulog. Siya yung Jesus na kaibigan mo. Pero huwag mong kalimutan, Diyos pa rin siya. Amen? He does not swim, he walks on the water. At the darkest moment in your life, that is where he comes to you sometimes. Kaya pag nasa problema ka, sa crisis ka, at binabagyo ka na, mag-antay lang ng konti. Antay lang ng konti. Magdasal at mag-antay ng konti. Pag dumating na yung pinakamadilim na part ng buhay mo, well, praise God, expect the Lord to come. He will come. I know He would come. He came for me many times. When I was already down, when I could not move up anymore, He came at that very moment in my life. when Jesus came, they were now facing toxic fear in their life. The fear of death, the fear of dying. Then Peter saw him. The fisherman, Peter saw him walking in the water. They all became afraid. Natakot sila because it is a ghost. Yun ang akala nila. Ganyan ang problema natin. Pag linapitan tayo ng Diyos, mas lalo tayong natatakot. Wala na akong pera. Tapos sasabihin ng bishop, mag-tights ka. Huh? Ang bihira. Mas lalong natakot. Wala na ngang pera. Pagpunta sa simbahan, kukunin pa yung tights. Mas nakakatakot. Pero yan yung solusyon ng Diyos eh. God is now appearing to you, coming to you, and you're afraid of Him. Mas lalo kang natakot. Yan na yung solusyon mo. Lumalapit na sa'yo ang solusyon mo. And because you cannot understand, because of your stupidity, nagsigawan sila, ghost, ghost. And I love what Jesus said to them. Sabi niya, do not be afraid. Take courage. It is I. Because there's only one book that we should be focusing our mind to, and that is the Word of God. Kaya natuto ako, itapon lahat ng mga libro na binabasa ko, and just focus on one thing, the Word of God. Those books, yes, they cannot help you when the crisis comes. There's only one book that will save you, and you focus on that book only. I look to Christ. 30 years fast forward, I'm now a priest, still a priest until now, in service of the church, given for the church. And I'm going strong. Ganun si Peter, sabi niya, nung nakita niya si Lord, binabagyo na sila, sabi niya, Lord, sabihin mo lang, punta ako dyan, and I will come. And the Lord said to him, come. That's all the Lord has to say, come. And Peter jumped out of the boat into the things that he feared so much. Tumalon siya dun sa mga bagay na kinatatakutan niya. But when he jumped there, in the midst of that, his eyes were not on the things that brings fear. You see, that's the problem with us. When we are encountering adversity, we put our eyes on our adversity. No. When you are in adversity, yes, don't run away, face it, but put your eyes on Jesus. And that's what Peter did, yes. Tumalon siya doon sa problema niya. He jumped right in the middle of that storm, right there. But his eyes were focused on Jesus, and he started to walk as Jesus did on the water. Wow. Kaya pala. But we know the rest of the story. When Peter started to look at the situation again, nung tumitingin na naman siya sa palibot niya, he started to sink. Yeah. Peter can be stupid sometimes, just like me, just like all of us. Nakatingin ka na nga dun eh. Tumingin ka pa dun sa palibot mo na started to fail. And you know what Jesus said to him? Oh! You of little faith, little man. Kung ako lang, paraphrase it, this is what the Lord said to him. Oh, stupid man. How foolish you are. Yun ang sinasabi ni Lord. Why did you doubt? Why did you start looking at the circumstances? Kaya nung kinanditate na ako for the office of the bishop, nung sinabi nila sa akin, magiging bishop kita, I will not be a bishop. No, no. Tama na yung pare. Na-overcome ko yung takot ko doon. But to be a bishop? No. The first few weeks of my life as a bishop, I was really scared. Takot na takot ako. Takot ako mag magkamali sa sinasabi ko. Takot ako magkamali sa gagawin ko, sa mga decision ko. I got so scared. I was so afraid when I became your bishop. But then again, the Lord reminded me, why looking at these things around you? You should only look to me. Who called you? Sinong tumawag sa'yo? Ikaw lang. Yeah. And the Lord said, then why are you looking at things around you? Look at me. Muntik na akong lumubog. Buti na lang bumalik yung paningin ko sa Diyos. And every time we look to God, no matter what the circumstances may be, you will walk over it. You will overcome it. Amen? You overcome the toxic fear. There is a good fear. It's okay to be having that. But the third fear, this is most important. Mahalaga tong pangatlong fear na to. When Jesus went up the boat, suddenly the storm stopped. There was calm. And the disciples became afraid. Who is this man? And they worship him. The third fear is what I call holy fear. The fear of the Lord. You should cultivate that. Don't overcome that. Cultivate the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord leads you into the worship of God. Amen? We should have that. And the more you fear God, the more you fear God in your life, then the fears around you become shadows only to the light of that God that you fear so much. Ano ibig sabihin, Bishop, ng fear ng Diyos, takot ng Diyos? Well, hindi to kagaya ng takot sa bagyo o takot sa mga sirkumstansya. Ang takot sa Diyos ay nanggagaling sa pag-ibig mo sa Diyos. You love God so much that I'm afraid to sin. Sa sobrang pagmamahal ko sa Diyos, takot ako magkasala. I'm afraid to sin. Why? I don't want to offend the one I love. I love him so much. I don't want to lose his trust in me. I don't want to displease him because I love him so much. Yan ang takot na sinasabi ko. Takot sa Diyos. You're so afraid because you love God so much. You don't want to put him down. Yung Diyos na umakyat sa cross para sa akin, isipin nyo lang, meron ba akong pwedeng gawin na saktan pa siya? Yun ang iniiwasan ko. Ayaw ko na siyang masaktan. Bakit? Masyado na siyang nasaktan sa cross sa akin. I don't want to add a single wound to him anymore. Not anymore. That's why I fear that. That is the kind of fear you should cultivate in your life, the fear of the Lord. So there is toxic fear. There is good fear, but the best is holy fear, the fear of the Lord. Cultivate that. Amen.